Okay, now I'm ready to do Rita, R-I-T-A, Hubert, H-E-B-E-R-T. This is a 63-year-old gentleman. Wait, his name is Rita and he's a man? No, woman, sorry. With a large mass found around the head of the pancreas. Actually, around the neck, body, and tail of the pancreas with the liver metastasis. Also metastatic disease into the chest and bony region, period. Regions, actually, period. This was diagnosed end of last year in 2021. Subsequent patient was started on chemotherapy with GEM/ABRAXANE. Subsequently, patient developed progression of liver failure earlier this year. Patient subsequently was started on FOLFIRI for 2 months. The MRI later on in the spring up to summer of 2022 showed progression in liver disease, increased metastatic disease in all areas mentioned. For this reason, patient chemotherapy was halted. Patient had a bilirubin 12 because of liver obstruction, because of postherpetic obstruction. In August of this year, a patient presented for a follow-up. Patient's alk phos is now over 1,000. Patient has stents in the ductal system, decreased the obstruction and the liver disease, and the liver obstruction and increased bilirubin, but this has been unsuccessful. Subsequently, Cospris was discussed with patient. Patient's ammonia level is out of control, not a chemo candidate, not a radiotherapy candidate. There's the infiltrative liver disease, severe in parentheses, causing patients to liver failure, increased in liver function test, and the obstructive picture that we're looking at this time. Patients no longer will be able to tolerate any chemo or radiation therapy at this time period. For this reason, patient has been admitted to hospice with protein, calorie, malnutrition, albumin less than 2, severe weight loss of 20 pounds, decreased appetite. Patient is also requiring pain medication around the clock with the help of his primary care that he lives with and the hospice nurse, period. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live, has lost tremendous amount of weight, as I mentioned, with severe muscle wasting, ADL dependency, and bladder incontinence. Patient is very near to death and also was found to be anemic, which is contributing to his severe weakness. Ammonia level, despite treatment, is close to 300 at this time, which is explaining patient's changing mental status and the current state. Patient is not oriented to person, place, or time, period. Patient also has lymphopenia, lymphocytopenia, neutropenia, and severe anemia, as I mentioned. Thank you.